coach. So if you can provide me the share screen, you know,
certainly. I was going to do that. I forgot. Sorry.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. I don't have access still. Aha, uh-huh, yeah, perfect. Thank you. You have got the, you know, screen shared yet? Yeah? Okay, perfect. The idea was, you know, coaching the coachy within. And the big question come from this. When you are talking to yourself, which role would you choose, a victim or a coach? And of course, as a coach, I try to act like a coach, but it's sometimes hard for me. So in order to foster ICF core competency within, I come up with two steps. Step one, input. Step two, output. So for me, whenever coaches come to a supervision session with me, I always ask how much energy are you using in a coaching session? How much energy do you allocate to a coaching session from A to Z, from 1 to 10? And this is the question that I'm going to ask you. Maybe you are all coaches. How much energy from, for example, 1 to 10? Are you using in a coaching session with a client? 70%? Yeah, how are you at 70%? How much energy? For example, after a coaching session, are you, you know, high? Are you down? Sometimes, of course, I'm down. Sometimes, of course, I'm high. But generally speaking, overly, how much energy are you using in a coaching session?
Yeah.
Compared to what?
Do you want an answer?
Compared to what, Iman?
Yeah. Please do.
Okay. Did someone start speaking already?
Yeah, Alfonso.
Okay.
Compared to what?
Compared to your normal, you know, for example, you're watching TV. And for example, you are coaching a person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How much energy? 70 or 80%?
This sounds strange, but I probably use 10%. But I can explain that because it takes me about 80-90% of energy to watch TV when I'm with a person. There's a magic, the partnership, that makes it so easy. I don't have to use so much energy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
So me, I put a lot of energy, but I get more back than I put anyway. So I come out quite light, but it's still something where I have a lot of focus and a lot of attention. The active listening takes the energy to me. So It takes energy, but it brings it back anyway.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. How about others? Laura, Loris.
Mm. For me, it depends on the client, but usually it's very low. I'm so present that time flows.
Fantastic, phenomenal.
In Zoom, yeah. It's difficult, and in Zoom it's like 80-70, but in presence, I lose like time and space. This is one of my problems with the time. I'm all in.
Okay. Actually, in lots of courses, especially in MCC programs in level 3, we are being, you know, trained that, okay, you have to move from, you know, having to the being part. You have to be present as much as you can. You have to go deep and deep. And of course, these kinds of things, of course, use lots of energy from us. But for me, of course, like Terry, it's like 10% or less that I use in a coaching session. And the key is coming from the fact that the coaching session is like a meditation session that I'm having with myself. What is meditation? Meditation is observing my thoughts. Meditation is not being judgmental with my thoughts. Meditation is being present with my thoughts. Meditation is being in an active listening mode with my thoughts. Listening, you know, meditation is co-creating a great relationship with myself. Meditation is creating a kind of trust and safe environment with myself. And for me, coaching is meditation, but I'm paid and I do meditation with clients. This is good. You know, there is no other career in the globe that you can do meditation. I'm not saying meditation. Okay, I'm sitting in front of you. Okay, you do meditation. I get paid and I am a coach. No, no, no. I'm actually meditating. And I'm in a meditative state with the clients. That's why I don't use that much energy in a coaching session. Of course, I get lots of back, Veronica. Of course, because I'm there for the clients. But the thing is this, as soon as we can be present with ourselves, as soon as we can actively listen to ourselves, of course, we can create a kind of environment, a kind of meditative environment for ourselves and also for the client, and the MCC magic happens when I leave coaching competencies. This is the problem that no one has told us ever, that we as a coach have to be able to leave ICF core competencies. This is the problematic thing that I always, you know, push coaches to think of, that as a coach, I have to be paid to be present. I have to be paid to co-create a relationship with someone. There is no career in the globe that you can practice it when you're having lunch with your partner. There is no career in the globe that whenever you are, for example, playing, you can practice it. And this is the growth mindset. This is the coaching mindset that I always ask coaches to go through. For example, in ICF core competencies, we have the coaching mindset. We have got three beautiful words in embodying coaching mindset. Those three words are, firstly, are curiosity, openness, and also flexibility. Of course, as a coach, I have to embody a coaching mindset. In the coaching session, no, in life. And embodying a coaching mindset is a great tool that we can all have. And these three beautiful words, you know, openness, curiosity, and flexibility. In what ways do you, as a coach, have openness, have flexibility, have psychological flexibility, and also have curiosity in your life? These are the questions that I practice it with my coaching, you know, with my coaching clients. And also, I got the feedback that, of course, as a coach, I have to be flexible, not in the session. in my life. I have to be open to new experiences, not in the coaching session, in my life. And also I have to be curious to learn more, to gain more, not in the coaching session, in my life. And this phenomenal idea walked me through a number of questions that I'm gonna practice these questions in this session with you, not all of them, but some of them, in order to help you to create a kind of, you know, practice zone for yourself, like 30 minutes every day, like just 30 minutes every day. Ask this question from yourself. But the secret is this. Ask yourself these kinds of questions, but do not push yourself to get answer. Ask yourself powerful question. The answer will find you. Trust me, the answer will find you. This is the bias. This is the, you know, biases that most coaches have got. They do not provide a kind of, you know, a kind of space for themselves in order to let the answer to find them. So the questions that I can come up here are like, for example, I will share this document with you. If you want, you can practice this question with yourself like every day. But I will go through, for example, this part. In what ways do you demonstrate openness and transparency with yourself to build self-trust? In a masterclass, I practiced these questions with all of them. And after 3 hours, they were really blown up because no one has asked these kinds of questions from coaches up to now. Because we get our credential and we go through a session, then we go through different kinds of questions, different kinds of, you know, sessions, 2,500 hours to get my MCC. But I ask questions, but no one has ever asked me these kinds of powerful questions. In what ways do you demonstrate openness and transparency with yourself to build self-trust? Next question. What steps do you take to ensure you have a safe and supportive environment for yourself? If you want, think of it. Right now. It's hard to answer, I'm sure. It's hard to answer right now. Because we have got two muscles as a coach. Two great muscles as a coach. One, asking powerful questions. Two, answering powerful questions. The problem is this. The first one, we are really powerful. Asking powerful questions, we are really powerful as a coach. Because it's our job to ask powerful questions. But no one has ever told us our job is also the fact that we have to answer powerful questions. As soon as we can answer powerful questions, we can ask powerful questions. If we cannot answer powerful questions, we cannot go deep with the client. We cannot go deep with the client. Because I haven't been there. I ask powerful questions, but I haven't been there with myself before. That's why I always push all coaches to go through powerful questions, but I ask them to have to create a kind of environment to ask and also to answer. For example, the other question, what unique talents and insights do you acknowledge and respect in yourself? In what ways do you express and acknowledge your own feelings, perceptions, concerns, and suggestions? I have extracted these questions from ICF Core Competences. And the biggest paradigm shift that I came across with was when I replaced the word client with myself in ICF core competencies. Just replace it for once. I'm gonna try it for you. Yeah. In ICF core competencies, we have got around, how many times do you think we have the word client in ICF core competencies?
Oh, yes.
How many times?
In every sentence.
40 something.
40 something. How many times? In ICF core competence. This is the thing that we have to be, you know, 42. Living like every day. 42 to 40. How many times? 40?
45.
60? 60?
45.
70 times. We have got the word client 70. In ICF core competency. And whenever I change the word, you know, let me look for the word client. Whenever I change the word client to myself, the magic and miracle happens. For example, we have got, for example, in foundation part, demonstrate ethical practice. Number two is sensitive to client identity, environment, experiences, values, and beliefs. Okay, I'm gonna replace the word client to myself or my, you know, is sensitive to my identity, environment, experience, values, and beliefs. In what ways are you sensitive to your experiences? Am I sensitive? Should I be sensitive to my values? Oh, yeah, because we have got it over here. Are you sensitive? In what ways are you sensitive to your own beliefs? Rational or irrational? I'm sure. Because lots of coaches come to me, Iman, have you got coaching questions? I have, you know, I don't have that much coaching questions during the session. And I'm going to, you know, this is the guideline. Just change client to myself and just put some in what ways at first. You have got coaching questions here. But you have to answer it yourself first in order to ask others to answer. Because in MCC, we go deep. And we cannot go deep unless we have been there. We cannot go deep. For example, we have got, for example, embodying coaching mindset. Acknowledge that clients are responsible for their own choices. Acknowledge that I am responsible for my own choices. You know, the word acknowledge is important over here. In what ways do you acknowledge, you know? I'm not saying that do you confirm. I'm not saying that do you, for example, accept. I'm saying that acknowledge. In what ways do you acknowledge that you are responsible for your own choices? Uses awareness and self and one's intuition to benefit clients. In what ways do you use intuition or do you use awareness to benefit yourself? I'm not sure. We have to have a concrete answer for these questions. Otherwise, we cannot ask concrete questions from clients. For example, partners with the good question. Do you know the verb partner is the most common verb that is being used in ICF core competency? I'm sure you know it. Okay, partner. And what is the meaning of partner? Okay, partnering, okay, like dance partner, okay, dancing, okay, with someone and partnering with someone, being in that level, okay, power relation, not being, you know, not looking at that person from the top, from the bottom. Power relation is important and everything. But partner with the client to determine client coach, for example, compatibility. For example, partner with the client to end the coaching relationship. Partner with the client to manage the time and focus. You know, in what ways do you partner with yourself? In blah, 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 whatever you want. In learning. In what ways do you partner with yourself in going to the gym? Do you partner with yourself to plan to go to a gym? Or do you have, you know, saboteur, you know, above, you know, because I have to go to the gym, okay? Otherwise, I have a self, you know, sabotaging behavior that can kill me. In what way do you partner with yourself to live longer? In what way do you partner with yourself to get to sleep? In what way do you partner with yourself to remove these kinds of habits? To eliminate these kinds of habits? To create, to bring these kinds of habits? Cultivate trust and safety. This is the part that I always, you know, I love this part. And I always ask this kinds of question from myself. Is my self-talk creating a kind of self-safe environment in me or not? If my self-talk is creating a kind of unsafe environment, I of course would change it, you know, as soon as I can. For example, seeks to understand client within the context. In what ways do I seek to understand my context at this moment? Because market is always pushing us to escape from our context. Social media is always pushing us to go, you know, to be as far as we can from our context. The more you are far from your context, the moment that you are living right now, the more market can use your attention, your time, your money, and your everything. For example, shows support, empathy, and concern for the client. In what way do you show support with yourself? Do you show support? Do you show empathy? Do you show concern with yourself? Do you see that's why I call it paradigm shift. Because it can create a kind of shift that as soon as I come up with, okay, these kind of questions with myself, I can see the change, of course, in my coaching session. Because the questions are coming from my heart. In MCC level, questions should come from heart. Everyone has told me, you know, during past 10 years, everyone told me that, Iman, you should be able to ask questions from your heart. But no one has told me what is the key. Okay, get out of your head. Okay, how? Just go through your heart. Be there. Okay, how? No one, you know, trust me, no one has ever told me. Until I find out that the migration, no. The great migration from head to heart. From head to heart is coming from this replacement in ICF core competency. This is great migration, not just a migration. Because as soon as I can provide a kind of safe space for myself right now, I can create integrity and autonomy in the session. I can be integral. Okay. I'm not there. I don't know how to ask question from you, for example. Because in ICF core competency, we have got a beautiful word that I echo this word, and that is this word. A coach is comfortable working in a space of not knowing. In what ways? I am comfortable working in a space of not knowing, not in a coaching session, in uncertainty. We have got four beautiful words. Because, you know, in organizational coaching, they call it VUCA. Volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. These four words. In the world that we are living in, we are living in these four words like every day. In ambiguous environments, in uncertain environments, in volatile environments, and also in which one? In a complex environment. In complex relationships, for example. You don't know what would happen like tomorrow. But the question is this, in what way are you comfortable working in a space of not knowing in your life? If you are comfortable, of course you can be comfortable in a space of not knowing in a coaching session. But whenever I am in an uncertain, for example, crisis, that's, I don't have any control in it, zero control in it. What is my self-talk down there? Just write down your self-talk. Write down what is you are saying to yourself. What are those words? Yeah, are those words coming from comfortable or no? Those words are really uncomfortable. I don't want to have those words with myself. That's why whenever people are going out of a crisis, they don't want to get back to that place. But the coaching mindset is giving us the whole lesson that I have to be flexible, okay, because I don't have any control on any kind of uncertainty in my life. But what is the lesson from uncertainty? I have had this lesson and that lesson. I got, for example, you know, that I have to do this and I have to be aware of that one. Of course, these are the lessons. These are coaching mindset that whenever you are out of a crisis, you are out of an uncertain time, you have to be able. But the word comfortable, it's really important. These are words. These are beautiful. You know, I'm not getting any money from, you know, ICF to be promoting ICF core competencies. But the more I go through each words in ICF core competency, I can see that, oh my God, what was behind this? It's really beautiful. This is the guideline in having a kind of, you know, not beautiful, a kind of lived life. And I love it. Because we have got the word, for example, vulnerability here. It's not a joke. As a coach, Demonstrate openness and transparency as a way to display vulnerability and build trust with the clients. Sometimes in the market that we are living in, they pushed us not to show our vulnerability as a coach. You have to be strong as always. You have to be strong. You don't have to be fragile, vulnerable. But the thing is this, in what ways do you display one? You know, the word is display, not show. It's display, you know. The word display is, you know, is showing by intention. Everyone should see this vulnerability in me because I am a human being as a coach. And as soon as we display vulnerability, we can build trust. And sharing is coming from building trust. But the verb is also build trust. It's like a house. You design the house, you prepare everything, and then you build it. And this is really important. So, for like 30 days, just 30 days, 30 minutes every day, just replace the word client to myself and ask these questions from yourself and try not to answer. Okay? I'm asking you, try not to answer, because the moment you try to answer these kinds of questions, a bias comes, okay, it's hard to answer, I don't feel, you know, that much energy. Okay, no, just ask these kinds of questions. It's like 30 days of meditation with yourself, but with a guided meditation, with some questions. It can help you to go deep with yourself first. And I am sure a person who can go deep with himself or herself or themselves, that person can go deep with the client. And that depth can help with the duration of the coaching session, duration of the journey. Maybe in one session you can go deep and just finalize the session and help that client. Maybe in a, for example, 10 session, maybe 30 session, I'm not sure. But the key is here. We have to leave ICF core competencies first, then try to. Because for me, it's a pity, to be honest. For me, it's a pity. For myself, not others, for myself, that I have this gift and I don't use this gift in my life. Because the impact, the direct impact of it in my life can be seen vividly, because I have been raised in a kind of, my father was irrational belief with two hands and two feet. And I have been raised in a kind of environment with lots of irrational beliefs. And it was really hard for me to just change this kind of mindset, these kinds of beliefs from irrational to rational. The thing that has helped me up until now, because I'm really on the way. The thing that has helped me up to now is not coaching, is coaching myself. But there is a key here. Because maybe you ask him on, in what ways can I coach myself? Because I have got, you know, power relation, because the self-talk that I have, you know, is not helping at all sometimes. Try to have a coaching session with yourself, with ICF core competencies, with contracting. This is the first question that I have always asked from coaches. In what ways do you contract with yourself whenever you talk to yourself? Peter Hawkins, my master, has always saying ABC, one, always be contracting, always be contracting. But I changed this question, always be contracting with yourself. But coaching contracts, coaching contract, not any kind of, any other kind of contract. Okay, the coaching contract is like this. Okay, I am humble, I am open, I am flexible, I am curious. This is a kind of contract that I have to get with myself. But sometimes, but mostly the contract that we have got with ourselves does not obey the coaching contract rules and regulations. So, first of all, try to have a coaching contract like 30 days, 30 minutes, like every day with yourself. Okay, I'm going to ask these kind of questions. I create a kind of safe environment, space with myself. I see, okay, if I can get the question or no. If I cannot, it's all right. Like the coachee, if the coachee cannot answer your question, what would you do? You change your question. In a way that acknowledges the context that the coach is coming from. But the question is this: whenever you ask yourself these kinds of questions, in what ways do you respect and acknowledge the context that you are coming from? You yourself, Doug, is coming from. First, contract with yourself. Second, try to replace the word client myself. 70 times we have got the word client in ICF core competence. Just try it once. Try it once and read it. Just read it. You can see, oh my God, this is a very hard question. How am I supposed to ask these kinds of questions from my client and expect answers, but I cannot answer this question myself. It's all right, I cannot, but I am on the way. I ask myself powerful question, the answer would find me. Perfect. So contracting, replacing the word client to myself. Being as a coach, as a true coach with myself, try to ask these kinds of questions for myself and let the magic happen. And the magic happen at once. You cannot see. It's a process. It's a process that if all coaches can obey this process, can respect and acknowledge this process, they can see the outcome. They can see the impact that they can create in their lives and then in their coaching session. Because the impact that we can create in coaching session is coming from the impact that we can create in our life. I don't distinguish professional and personal life. It's life. I don't care. I have never ever distinguished professional and personal life. No, it's life. Sometimes I have to, for example, wear a tie. Sometimes I have to wear a t-shirt. It's all right. But it's life. We distinguish it because as soon as we want to foster these ICF core competences in our personal life, things can get messy. Things can get hard. So please do not distinguish personal and professional in this context. In others, of course, whatever you can do. But in this context, it's life. And try to be as coach as possible with yourself. This is the thing that I have practiced it like past 3 years. And I can see the outcome even right now with myself. My words are at this moment are done. Of course, we can go through each question and try to reflect on each question, but because I have got 1 hour time, I just let you to just talk and to, you know, ask any kind of question, to reflect, to even give any kind of comments on the talk, to, you know, to talk. Let's discuss the topic, okay? No, I don't want to be that much talkative in this session. Please, if anyone, just go on mute video one. Yeah, Carla, go ahead, dear.
I'd like to know what did you learn about yourself after these 3 years with the replacing the word flying with myself practice?
First of all, I learned to be open, to be curious, to be flexible. These 3 words. I learned how to create space for myself. I learned how to listen actively without judgment to myself. I learned to not to be deceived by my self-talk. I learned to create a kind of distance, to detach myself with my self-talk. I learned to practice gestalt with myself, different kinds of approaches with myself. But, Carla, you know, to be honest, it's a process. Of course, I get back to the previous kind of life. But for me, it was a kind of, you know, a kind of new birth. In order to see, in order to live, in order to be more aware of the situation and then decide. But the thing is this, I answer your question with a question. In what ways can you help your client in a coaching session? The answer is the answer to your question. If you believe that you can have a great impact to your clients in a coaching session, can you?
I think so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Fantastic. Of course. So you have got the power to create impact in others in a coaching session. Yes? Yes or no? Yes. So you have got that impact in you to create that impact within you. Like every day, without any payments, free of charge. And the outcome can be seen in a coaching session more vividly. Miguel.
Thank you. I was very struck by the be comfortable with not knowing. And I want to recommend a wonderful book called The Five Invitations by Franco Staseski, which speaks about the death and dying process. And one of his invitations is cultivate don't know mind. And this is from a webpage, and it says this. This invitation asks us to bring your beginner's mind with its many possibilities to the dying experience. Open, without expectations, surrendering to the journey of life and death. Bringing your curiosity, wonder, and don't know mind, your receptivity. Let your heart lead the way. Be willing not to know, to live in the fresh moment. Accept impermanence. Let go. Be open. Accepting everything, fear, anger, pain, without attachment to outcomes. We empty our minds and open our hearts. I think if we can practice that in coaching, wonderful things can happen.
Of course, especially the word attachment.
I would like to offer, Miguel, we have an archive of all the, not all, because that's 37 years, but the selected 70 recordings. And we have had one especially devoted to Zen and the point zero, which is not knowing as it relates to coaching. One of our Bulgarian colleagues did that presentation. I put the connection of the recordings, and you can listen free yourself as well, Iman, to all the recordings that we have in our archive. And today's recording will go in there as well, with your permission. So it's a wonderful contribution to remind us of not knowing. And with that, I don't know how we can thank you. You have certainly impacted people here, because I've been watching the thoughts. You think you can't see thoughts? I can see thoughts. Lots of thoughts floating around in the field, and lots of questions that you can wait for the answers to come to you. What a lovely experience. Thank you so very much for accepting our invitation and being here with us today.
Was it